The Dow drops, the stomach drops.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Almost 12 years of stock market gains are wiped out as the Dow lopped off another 300 points yesterday. It closed at just 6,763. This morning, world markets are down again, too. Andrew Hilton is director of the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation in London. Andrew, what went through your mind yesterday as Wall Street fell away?
Fear, I suppose. Fear that there is really no bottom at the present time, that we're being pushed by a sort of irrational desire to sell rather than we're beyond rational analysis. We're into an area which is kind of really rather scary.
So what are world markets looking for?
I suppose they're looking for a bright light in the east and an angel to appear and to be told that really, you know, God is going to intervene and everything's going to be better. At the moment, short of divine intervention, it's hard to know what's going to stop this.
Wow. That's our only hope, huh?
Well, of course that's irrational, but yes, it's our only hope. I'm not looking for any fact, any sort of tangible change which is going to change sentiment. It seems to me that one does need some sort of exogenous and unexpected factor that's going to break this pervasive sense that the markets only have one way to go and that's down. Now, it could well be a sudden turnaround in demand for, let's say, automobiles or indeed for housing. And, you know, the retail figures have not been as bad as people expected because discounting is starting to have an impact. But that isn't enough by itself yet to do it. But maybe there will come a month when General Motors sales, instead of being down 46% year on year, will actually, you know, be flat or something like that. And there'll be a story in the Wall Street Journal or somewhere else which will say, you know, the automobile industry has now bottomed out. And for some reason, people will believe it. But, you know, that almost requires divine intervention.
The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that the Obama administration is considering creating these multiple privately run investment funds to buy toxic assets, and the government would contribute money into those funds. Any reaction?
Well, if the government is prepared to put enough money into them, obviously they're a good buy. If the government is not prepared to put a great deal of money into them, private investors will shy away from them. You know, private investors aren't stupid. If they can get a government subsidy to take these toxic assets off the banks, they'll do it. People can always find a way to make a buck if the government is going to underwrite their losses.
Sounds like you think the private aspect of this is a bit of a sheen.
I think the private aspect is a bit of a con, yeah. I think that the government is looking for a private sector fig leaf to cover up what's really a public sector bailout.
Andrew Hilton, director of the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation, thank you.
My pleasure.
Asian markets closed down today. Shanghai was off 1% to 2%. Japan's Nikkei off 0.2%. Major European markets are down around 1% at this hour. Oil prices are near $41 a barrel. Prices fell 10% after the Dow's big drop yesterday. There is a simple fact underlying the housing crisis. Hundreds of thousands of homeowners cannot afford their monthly mortgage payments. With unemployment rising, it's only getting worse. Now, Citigroup, just days after its third bailout, has a plan to help jobless homeowners. Reports our Citi will announce the plan today. Here is Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Citigroup says it's ready to lower mortgage payments for people who have lost their jobs and have stopped making payments on their house. Those borrowers would pay $500 a month, about a third of their typical mortgage payment. The Wall Street Journal reports the plan only applies to mortgages under $417,000, and it's a temporary reprieve, just 3 months. The plan's designed to help middle-class homeowners weather a brief job loss without losing their home. Citi Mortgage owns and services 1.4 million mortgages. It's not clear how many of those mortgages will qualify for help. A company executive told the Journal the program will help thousands of jobless homeowners. Everyone else will have to turn their hopes to President Obama. In the coming days, he's expected to unveil a massive plan to help homeowners modify their loans. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Toyota has applied for a $2 billion loan backed by the Japanese government to help its finance arm cut funding costs. Toyota is facing an operating loss of $4.6 billion this year. U.S. automakers will release their February sales numbers today. In January, sales were down 37%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
We've been telling you lately about magazines shutting down. So what is Reader's Digest doing, launching new titles? This week, we'll see a new magazine called Fresh Home, aimed at the young and thrifty. In a few weeks, it's a health and wellness publication called Best You. Sounds like a gamble these days. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite reports Reader's Digest might not have a choice.
Reader's Digest has about $2 billion in debt. Ratings agencies like Standard & Poor's say it's getting harder for the company to pay it back. Still, S&P's Hal Diamond says chasing new readers makes sense.
The core business in the past contributed the lion's share of profits, and now that that core business is in a steady decline.
With the economy in the dumps, it may seem an odd time to launch new magazines. Robert Boynton is a journalism professor at New York University. He says Fortune magazine launched the year after the 1929 Wall Street crash, and it takes years for a magazine to make money anyway.
All the people who start building when the boom is well in evidence probably have actually missed the great time to break into the market. The great time to break into the market is oftentimes when things look worse.
Boynton says the glossies are losing readers exhausted by the pursuit of the perfect lifestyle. Reader's Digest's more down-to-earth offerings, he says, could be just what they're looking for. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
What plans are you making amid the economic fallout? Tell us your story at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.